The six-level model for reviewing your own work. The six levels of work you'll recall from Chapter 2 may be thought of in terms of altitude, 50,000 plus feet, life, 40,000 feet, 3 to 5 year visions, 30,000 feet, 1 to 2 year goals, 20,000 feet, areas of responsibility, 10,000 feet, current projects, runway, current actions. It makes sense that each of these levels should enhance and align with the ones above it. In other words, your priorities will sit in a hierarchy from the top down. Ultimately, if the phone call you're supposed to make clashes with your life purpose or values, to be in sync with yourself, you won't make it. If your job structure doesn't match up with where you need to be a year from now, you should rethink how you framed your areas of focus and responsibilities if you want to get where you're going most efficiently. Let's look at that first example from the bottom up. The phone call you need to make, action, is about the deal you're working on, project, which would increase sales, responsibility. This particular deal would give you the opportunity to move up in the sales force, job goal, because of the new market your company wants to penetrate, organization vision, and that would get you closer to the way you want to be living, both financially and professionally, life. Or, from the other direction, you've decided that you want to be your own boss and unlock some of your unique assets and talents in a particular area that resonates with you, life, so you create a business for yourself, vision, with some short-term key operational objectives, job goal. That gives you some critical roles you need to fulfill to get it rolling, responsibility, with some immediate outcomes to achieve, projects. On each of these projects, you'll have things you need to do as soon as you can do them, next actions. The healthiest approach for relaxed control and inspired productivity is to manage all the levels in a balanced fashion. At any of these levels, it's critical to identify all the open loops, all the incompletions, and all the commitments that you have right now as best you can. Without an acceptance and an objective assessment of what's true in the present, it's always difficult to cast off for new shores. What's on your answering machine? What are your projects relative to your kids? What are you responsible for in the office? What's pushing on you to change or attracting you to create in the next months or years? These are all open loops in your psyche, though often it takes deeper and more introspective processes to identify the bigger goals and subtler inclinations. There is magic in being in the present in your life. I'm always amazed at the power of clear observation simply about what's going on, what's true. Finding out the exact details of your personal finances, clarifying the historical data about the company you're buying, or getting the facts about who really said what to whom in an interpersonal conflict can be constructive, if not downright healing. Getting things done and feeling good about it means being willing to recognize, acknowledge, and appropriately manage all the things that have your consciousness engaged. Mastering the art of stress-free productivity requires it.